Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the Pats' upcoming game. Check out what he has to say this week as they prepare to take on the Seattle Seahawks in 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
We didn't get to stay home long. It's right back on the road as the Patriots head out to Seattle for a showdown with the Seahawks. First thing to worry about, and really it's the biggest thing to worry about when you're talking about Seattle, it has really nothing to do with X's and O's. It's all about that environment, that atmosphere. Seattle is very loud. We know this. It's a difficult place to play. It's one of the more difficult outdoor venues to play in the entire National Football League. So here's the thing. If the Patriots want to continue to do this high-tempo, no-huddle offense, they're going to have to be extremely disciplined in order to do it. Whatever they decide, if they want to hurry up, if they want to slow it down, they're going to have a contingency plan because the crowd can impact what you want to do. You're probably going to go on some silent counts here. Communication will be a factor, but discipline is going to be the number one thing because that crowd will not let you do everything you want to do. Now, getting to the field here on offense, the Patriots are going to have one of those games. They're going against a difficult defense. They might not be able to do it the same way they have the last couple of weeks. This isn't Buffalo. This isn't Denver in terms of being able to run the ball for 200-plus yards and carry it 50-plus times. I don't think that's going to happen out in Seattle against that front. But the Patriots have to make sure they protect the football. This is how Seattle likes to play. The defense likes to set up the offense. The Seahawks are limited on offense. They rely on the defense to score some points for them. The Patriots have to protect it. Tom Brady is probably going to throw the ball a little bit more often than he has. That puts a lot of pressure on those front guys. Chris Clemens, Bruce Irvin, these guys can get after the passer. The number one priority for the New England Patriots on Sunday is to protect the football. Now, as I mentioned, the Seahawks are quite limited on offense. They have that rookie quarterback in Russell Wilson. They don't want to put the ball in his hands too often, but what they will do is run Marshawn Lynch. They'll also use Robert Turbin a little bit, but really, Lynch is the key guy. That front seven for New England, and maybe even eight, they might have to bring a safety down in the box because Lynch is a load. He's going to get stronger as the game goes on. He breaks a lot of tackles. He likes to get it going. This is the way Seattle wants to play. They want to shorten the game, run the football, play it close to the vest, and keep Wilson out of those third and longs. So the Patriots are going to have to tackle. They're going to have to be physical, and they're going to have to punch Seattle right in the mouth. Prediction time, it's my favorite time of the program here, and I'm really looking forward to this game because I really respect what Seattle's doing on defense. Number one in the league. Obviously, we know the Patriots are the number one offense in the league, and I love those kind of matchups. Which number one unit is best? I think the Patriots are going to be a little bit better, but mostly that's because of how little I respect the Seattle offense. I just don't think they'll be able to keep up, and I don't see anybody completely shutting down Tom Brady. I think the Patriots find a way to come out ahead in this one, 24-13. But it won't be easy. It's going to be a quick road trip to Seattle and then right back here for the New York Jets.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.